We're back here on Giants.com, and today's Giants insider is Giants safety Cooper Taylor. Coop, as you take a look back at this year, a tumultuous year, up and down for you, bad news, some great news later in the year, and then obviously you end the year having to deal with the concussion. When you look back on this year as a whole, what do you think you learned?
I think it was a tumultuous year, to say the least. Not exactly how you plan it, but little in life goes that way. I definitely say growth would probably be the term I'd use. It allows for to kind of show some resiliency to go kind of the ups and downs of this year and hopefully build off kind of the play that I was doing before the concussion and then bring it on next year and hopefully turn things around and get back into the playoffs.
Now, you earned your way onto the field. You played a lot of snaps. Where do you think you improved to gain the coach's trust to earn that playing time?
I think it was a little bit of just getting an opportunity to get out there, get my feet wet, and to show at this level that you can get out there. It's especially with the veteran guys we had, the guys that have proven they can play at this league, it's hard to get those guys off the field and give a young guy a shot. But I think the opportunity going out there, able to show that I was going around willing to hit people, it was good for everybody.
As you got out there and played more and more, what do you think some of your biggest challenges are moving forward? Where do you need to get better as a football player?
I think just like any DB, is definitely just feet and hands, just making sure that your footwork's always at tip-top. And I think having a whole year of training, not coming off the foot injury, will definitely help with that. So it's just being in the best shape and ready to go next year, because the amount of growth and the learning I did this year I think will only help me in terms of the middle game for next year as well.
Final question. Did it make it a little bit more difficult for you to find your game and your place and know exactly where you need to be, what you need to do, when the guys around you were changing and shifting so much, given all the injuries in the secondary? Because defense is a big part of chemistry. You have to know what the other guy's going to do without having to look at it. How much of that do you think hindered not only your progress, but the team's defensive progress over the year?
I think chemistry is huge, as you said, with defense. I mean, the trust and I wouldn't even say loyalty of knowing you're going to be where you're supposed to be and the other guy's going to be where you're supposed to be in order to be successful. With the turnover, the new system, and then the turnover of guys, it definitely made things challenging. I think we definitely put in the effort and the hard work to get there, but we fell short, obviously. So hopefully next year we'll learn from these experiences and be able to put a better product on the field.
Coop, we appreciate the time. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Giants safety Cooper Taylor. Plenty more coming up on Giants.com. Stay tuned.